Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, December 5th. From Capitol coverage, two Colorado congressmen participated in a hearing Wednesday in Washington focused on whether President Trump should be impeached for actions he took toward Ukraine. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Lawmakers on the House Judiciary Committee heard from four constitutional scholars about whether they think Trump abused his power. Republican Ken Buck of Windsor said Democrats are setting the bar too low for impeachment. He argued that Abraham Lincoln could have been removed from office under the standards Trump is facing.
The bar is so low that when we have a Democrat president in office and a Republican House and a Republican Senate, we're going to be going through this whole scenario again in a way that really puts the country at risk.
Democrat Joe Neguse of Lafayette focused on Trump's decision to block witnesses from testifying, saying previous presidents were more cooperative when they faced impeachment.
President Nixon did in fact allow his chief of staff and his chief counsel to testify, and this president has not.
The House could consider articles of impeachment as early as this month. I'm Scott Franz.
When Colorado and other Western territories became states in the 19th century, Congress granted each of them land from the public estate. These lands were to be used to generate money for schools and other institutions. Now, Colorado is about to receive the final lands that it's owed from the federal government. KVNF's Jody Peterson has the story.
The state of Colorado may soon get ownership of thousands of acres of federal public land. The Bureau of Land Management is considering transferring about 17,000 acres of federal lands and another 6,000 acres of federal mineral rights to the state. The transfer would settle a debt dating back more than 140 years. When Colorado became a state in 1876, it did not receive some of the federal lands and minerals that it was entitled to because they were already part of a national forest, an Indian reservation, or were otherwise encumbered. The state has already received some of the federal land owed to it over the years. This transfer would complete the government's obligation. Kristen Kemp, communications officer for the Colorado State Land Board, describes how the transfer proposal came about.
We've been owed this land since statehood, so it's been on our to-do list for 143 years. About 8 years ago, the state of Colorado and the Colorado BLM office began discussing the transfer of the remaining lands owed. Colorado BLM originally identified these parcels of land as eligible and suitable land for transfer. The majority of the parcels are adjacent to our existing state trust land.
The parcels being considered are located in 16 different counties. Several of them are on the western slope, including Dolores, Garfield, Grand, Rout, Ouray, and Pitkin counties. The lands chosen will be added to Colorado's state trust holdings. Existing uses, such as grazing and oil and gas leasing, would continue. Kristen Kemp explains how state trust lands work.
If these lands are ultimately transferred to us, they will be treated as all trust land that has always been held on behalf of Colorado school kids since 1876. So these lands will be used to help fund Colorado public schools. The Colorado State Land Board holds about 2.8 million acres of land, and we lease the land and the underlying mineral estate for assorted uses like agriculture, oil and gas development, recreation. We've earned $1.7 billion with a B for Colorado public schools in the last decade alone.
The public may be able to access these lands for recreation, says Kemp.
So it can be leased for recreation and public recreation. In fact, almost 600,000 acres of trust land is publicly available through Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
The final acreage transferred will be determined after the BLM completes an environmental analysis that also considers potential social, economic, and wildlife impacts. Up to half of the acreage currently being considered may be dropped from the final list for various reasons. The BLM is asking for public comments by December 23rd. The land transfer is expected to be complete by this coming summer. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
This is a note from the Montrose Daily Press. The Montrose City Council on Tuesday night voted unanimously to change municipal election rules to give the city the power to cancel an election when there aren't contested seats. According to the language in the ordinance, the city council can instruct the city clerk to cancel an election 65 days before election day when, quote, there are not more candidates than offices to be filled at such election, end quote. City Clerk Lisa Del Piccolo said the city would save money by canceling uncontested elections by avoiding printing ballots and avoiding using staff time for them. In the event the city decides to cancel an election, the person or people running uncontested would be named the victor by a city council resolution, according to the ordinance passed Tuesday night. The city will have to approve the ordinance on a second reading at its next meeting for it to become official. And finally today, this is a story from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. The Colorado High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame will add some Western Slope fare with its 2020 class. Legendary prep basketball coach Scott Rinks, who has been a coach of many different teams at Paonia High School for 13 years, was selected Tuesday along with Cherry Creek's Dave Logan, Fountain Fort Carson's Ben Montoya, Revere's David Rice, and Lions' Mark Roberts to enter the Hall of Fame. The induction ceremony is March 28, 2020, at the Radisson Hotel, Denver Southwest. Rinks graduated from Hayden High School in 1982 and earned his bachelor's degree from Western State College in 1992, the year before he embarked on his coaching career. His first stop solidified his plans to stay on the Western Slope, as he led the DeBeck boys to a 93-63 record as head coach, including the Class 1A state championship in 1998. He took over the Eagles girls program in 2007 and brought two state title trophies to Paonia, winning the 2A crowns in 2010 and 2017. His record coaching the girls basketball team is 469 wins to 115 losses. As he awaits his induction into the Hall of Fame and continues coaching the Eagles, Rinks is also facing the toughest challenge of his life. He was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer in September and recently finished his fourth round of chemotherapy. Rinks will travel to Denver for a scan on December 14th. He and his family are hopeful it will lead to good news. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, December 5th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.